Let Yourself Go by Pigs in a Blanket Fort. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. Malik's thoughts raged as he stomped through the hallway looking for the new recruit, Ettore. The man had been a pain in his ass ever since he was hired on at Prodigium 3 months before. Between fucking up training drills and running his mouth, Ettore seemed to know exactly how to push Malik's buttons. He'd finally found the smug Italian sitting in the break room after their respective shifts, fumbling through his phone. Malik cleared his throat, causing Ettore to jump in his seat. "Hey, you scared me." "Are you done with your shift?" Malik asked, rolling his eyes. Ettore frowned. "What's it to you?" It took everything in him not to lose it right there, but Malik took a deep breath. He needed to be patient. Ettore wasn't going to learn his lesson if Malik simply lost his composure right there. "Follow me." "Where are we going?" Ettore stood up suddenly, letting the chair knock backwards to the floor from the force of his movements. "I thought I was done for the day." "Just shut up and follow me," said Malik. "Bloody hell, don't you ever stop running your mouth?" Ettore grumbled as he pocketed his phone and begrudgingly followed Malik down the hallway. As they walked, he glanced around the deserted building. "Shit, there's nobody here. Shouldn't we be going home?" Malik rounded on him. "Shut the fuck up," he snarled. "If you don't fucking keep quiet, I'll..." He stopped suddenly, uncertain how to follow up. "You'll what?" Ettore challenged him with a wicked grin. "You can't really fire me. You're not my boss." "I've still got more rank than you." The younger man cackled. "Sure, rank, whatever." "That bloody does it," Malik thought as he grabbed Ettore by the arm and dragged him down the remainder of the hall, ignoring the other man's yelps of protest. He stopped at the small door just at the corner. He tested the knob, finding it unlocked, and yanked the door open to reveal a broom closet. "What the fuck?" Ettore shouted as Malik shoved him into the closet and followed him inside, slamming the door behind him. He reached for the switch on the wall and turned on the single light bulb hanging overhead, illuminating the small closet with what little light it could provide. Malik reached into his pocket and pulled out a zip tie. Ettore's eyes widened. "What's that for?" he asked. "You'll see soon enough," said Malik, as he grabbed both of Ettore's hands and pinned his wrists together. To his surprise, Ettore didn't put up much of a fight. Instead, the Italian smirked as he watched Malik bind his wrists together using the zip tie. "Damn," whistled Ettore. "I didn't think you'd be the kinky type." Malik grabbed him by the chin. "You're going to shut up and do as you're told. If you don't, you don't get to come. Got it?" The threat shocked Ettore into silence. Rolling his eyes, Malik shoved the younger man to his knees and started unbuckling his pants. Ettore began to laugh when Malik grabbed his chin again. "What did I just tell you?" Ettore shut up, staring up at Malik with wide eyes as the other man finished unbuckling his pants and pulled out his half-hard cock. He grabbed Ettore by the hair and brought him close. "Suck. Let's see how you like running your mouth with something in it," Malik thought as he watched Ettore open his mouth to take his cock. He gasped when Ettore swallowed him down with ease. "I can't believe it. This bloke is a pro at sucking cock," he thought as he watched the younger man enthusiastically bob up and down the length of his cock. Malik cursed. "Shit, where did you learn to suck like that?" Ettore popped off and opened his mouth to speak when Malik tightened his grip on his hair. "Did I fucking tell you to stop?" he growled. Ettore obeyed quickly and went back to sucking him down, this time slowing down his movements and gazing up at him. Malik cursed as their eyes met. "Fuck." Ettore hummed in approval around him, the vibration sending a shiver of pleasure up Malik's spine. He continued his slow, torturous pace, swirling his tongue around the head before swallowing Malik's cock all the way to the root. He'd even hollow out his cheeks as he pulled back. The sensation drove the older man wild with need. "Fucking hell." Malik pulled Ettore off his cock and shoved a couple fingers in his mouth. "Get them as wet as you can." Ettore pulled back. I actually have lube in my pocket. Malik sputtered, not caring that Ettore had disobeyed his only rule. Why the fuck do you have lube in your pocket? I didn't have any oil when I was repairing my bicycle. For fuck's sake. Malik shook his head, opting to ask questions later as he shoved his free hand in Ettore's pocket and pulled out the bottle of lube. He forced Ettore to his feet and began to fumble with the waistband of his pants. Ettore couldn't help but smirk. This would have gone faster if you hadn't tied me up. Malik stopped what he was doing and reached into his own pocket, pulling out a handkerchief. He quickly tied it around Ettore's mouth while ignoring his muffled protests. That'll shut you up. He shoved Ettore's pants down and turned him around, nudging his ankles apart. He then grabbed the other man's shoulders and tilted him forward, taking the restrained wrists and positioning them on the wall above Ettore's head to give him leverage. Malik uncapped the lube and poured a generous amount on his fingers, making sure they were properly coated. As he reached down, he paused. Hey, look at me. Ettore glanced over his shoulder at Malik, his brow furrowed in annoyance. Malik rolled his eyes. Tap the wall twice if you want me to stop, okay? Ettore frowned through the gag and nodded. Malik continued, teasing the tightly furled ring of muscle before slipping his finger inside. Malik watched with satisfaction as the younger man immediately threw his head back. Ettore groaned through the gag, his hips bucking back against Malik's hand. Look at you. The older man smirked as he lightly withdrew his finger before sliding back inside. So eager. He continued his slow teasing pace while ignoring the whines coming from Ettore. After a few minutes, he slid another finger inside. Ettore moaned and bucked his hips again, only to be kept still by Malik's free hand. Easy now. I'm the one doing all the work. Malik took even longer working Ettore open with two fingers before adding a third, at which point Ettore was panting behind the gag. You open so easily, Malik drawled as he worked all three fingers in and out of the tight, wet heat. I dare say you're ready. He relished the little grunts and moans coming from the younger man as he continued to work him open. Ettore whined again, desperately writhing under the other's grip. Malik slowly withdrew his fingers and pulled the lube from his pocket again. Ah, wait, almost forgot, he said as he reached into his pocket and pulled out his wallet, where he kept a spare condom. Ettore's brow furrowed in confusion. Malik rolled his eyes. Don't look at me like that. You're the one carrying lube around. He unrolled the condom onto his aching cock and slicked it up with more lube. As he shoved the bottle back into his pocket, he lined up his cock against Ettore's opening and pushed in with a single stroke. Ettore yelped through the gag, canting his hips to get the right angle. Malik grabbed them before the younger man could move. Keep still, he whispered into Ettore's ear before slowly withdrawing his cock. Ettore's petulant whine was cut off when Malik snapped his hips forward, burying his cock deep inside. He kept a slow, torturous pace at first, enjoying the small gasps and moans coming from Ettore as he fucked him. He only quickened his pace when the tight, vice-like grip around his cock was too much to bear. Fuck, Malik groaned, if only you could see how well you take me. Ettore threw his hips back desperately, his muffled cries getting louder and louder with every thrust. Malik could tell he was close by the way the younger man writhed under his touch. All of a sudden, Ettore shuddered as he came, making a mess on the wall in front of him. Malik put his back into it, his face growing more and more erratic as he chased his own pleasure. Ettore's overstimulated cries brought him over the edge, pumping deep inside the younger man as he came. He pulled out with a groan. Bloody hell, he muttered as he pulled the condom off and tossed it into a nearby waste bin. He then reached for the pocket knife holstered on his belt and cut the zip ties from Ettore's wrists. Ettore did not move, panting hard as he continued to lean against the wall. Malik unfastened the handkerchief gag and handed it to Ettore. Come on, we need to clean this up. Yeah, hold on. Ettore's breathing was heavy. Malik frowned. You all right? Yeah, just... it's good. Malik fought back a smile as he helped Ettore clean up. Once they were fully cleaned up and dressed, Ettore leaned against the wall. I should run my mouth more often. Malik shook his head, grinning. If you keep running your mouth like that, I'll have to come up with a harsher punishment. A wicked grin split across Ettore's face. Bring it on, then. The end.